Today from the Ohio Newsroom, reclaiming abandoned coal mines. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Since 1800, more than 3.6 billion tons of coal have been mined from Ohio. The activity has literally shaped the landscape in places like Jefferson County on the far eastern edge of the state. There, some of the historic mines that once drove the local economy now sit as wastelands with dangerous cliffs and unstable ground. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on an effort to give one of those abandoned mines a second life.
The newest recreational area of Friendship Park is situated between acres of rolling farmland and a big lake. The sloping hill there has just been revegetated with native plants, two different types of restored wetlands, pollinator plots, even a little bat roost. Jeffrey Clark is an environmental specialist with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources who helped create this oasis.
If we give the earth, you know, the proper amount of care, Mother Nature will come back. And this is a testament to that.
He says that because just a few years ago, this land looked entirely different. It was an abandoned surface mine, and remnants of that mine are still nearby, still waiting to be reclaimed. Clark and I walk toward that abandoned mine land.
Yeah, this is actually the spoil pile. You wouldn't think this knowing it. You just think that right now we're walking up a hill.
Yeah.
But this is all material that was originally over top of the coal.
Basically, in order to get to the coal, miners dug it up, and they put all the dirt that was on top of it in a big pile. Then they took out the seam of valuable coal and left. They left dangerous impoundments and high walls in their wake. And that leftover landscape wasn't just disruptive to the natural environment. It was unsafe for people to be around, too.
Now we're coming up here on an opening, and so I have to urge caution as we walk over towards the edge of this spoil pile. And as you can see now, you have a cliff, and you can see the trees as they're falling off. You see the roots that, you know, are still dangling.
There are hundreds of thousands of acres of abandoned coal mine land like this across the state. The Ohio Division of Mineral Resources Management estimates around 400,000 need some degree of reclamation, which would come at an estimated cost of more than $500 million. If an abandoned mine is hazardous, like this one, the ODNR steps in to mitigate the danger, but it typically doesn't rehabilitate the land with pollinator plots or bat roosts. The other portion of Friendship Park, the part that has already been restored, only got that special treatment because it's part of a unique federal program to reclaim historic mine lands across 6 Appalachian states and 3 tribal nations. Its purpose is to repair the natural and the economic landscape of an area. Both were marred by the decline of the state's coal industry.
So it really marries economic development with reclamation.
That's Benny McCammont, the chief of Ohio's Division of Mineral Resources Management. Since 2017, the division has completed 32 of these federally funded projects in Ohio, including a trailhead for a mountain biking trail system in the village of Chancy in Athens County, and a segment of the Moonville Rail Trail in the Zaleski State Forest. McCammont says communities all over eastern Ohio would love to fully transform their abandoned mines into beautiful destinations, like the revegetated sloping hills of Friendship Park. But currently, there's just not enough money to go around.
We had 13 applications for over $30 million, and we have $10 million to award this time.
The money is meant to be an investment. The Friendship Park organizers hope that when it opens to the public this spring, the long disused land will act as an economic driver for the area for the first time since it was a coal mine. In Jefferson County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.